This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Here are some of the stories making headlines today. The United States approves the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, paving the way for millions of people to receive the shots in the world's hardest hit country. Britain readies Royal Navy ships to patrol its fishing waters in the event of tension from a no-deal Brexit. The clock is ticking towards a deadline to strike an agreement with the EU. Iran executes a former opposition figure who had lived in exile in France and was implicated in anti-government protests days after his sentence was upheld. Rights groups are outraged. Global leaders were due to announce more ambitious plans to combat global warming on the fifth anniversary of the signing of the landmark Paris Agreement. The United Nations expressed growing alarm over the plight of Eritrean refugees caught in the conflict in Ethiopia, warning their safety and survival was at great risk. By settling a back tax bill, Spain's former king, Juan Carlos I, is trying to avoid an embarrassing lawsuit, but he has further dented the image of the monarchy and deepened tensions within the leftist coalition government. A team of cryptography enthusiasts announced they have successfully cracked one of the coded messages sent over 50 years ago by the, quote, Zodiac Killer, who terrorized the U.S. state of California in the late 1960s and remains unidentified. Peru temporarily suspends clinical trials of a COVID-19 vaccine made by a Chinese drug giant after detecting neurological problems in a test volunteer. As an army of resolute Indian farmers keep up their blockade of New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi faces potentially the trickiest challenge yet to his authority and reform agenda. This is VOA News. Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai appeared in court Saturday to face charges under the city's national security law. The 73-year-old had been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper. The paper cited a police source. Lai, an outspoken critic of Beijing, is currently the highest-profile person to have been charged under the new law, which was placed on the city by China's national government in June. Apple Daily is a tabloid known for its critical stance on China. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. It can be punished with a sentence of life in jail. Western governments and human rights groups have condemned the law as a tool to crush dissent. Chinese authorities claim it covers holes in national security defenses. Hong Kong police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says 10 rockets struck the Afghan capital on Saturday, killing one person and wounding two. An Interior Ministry spokesman said three rockets landed near Kabul Airport and seven in residential areas. No group has claimed the responsibility for the attack so far, and the Taliban denied any involvement. Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the U.S. Saturday's barrage was the second such attack on Kabul in less than 1 month. On November 21st, eight people were killed when 23 rockets hit the capital in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months, with several deadly attacks carried out in Kabul, despite the Taliban and the government engaging in peace talks since September 12th in Qatar. Fighting comes as the U.S. is in the process of reducing the number of troops in the country, and peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government are underway. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is saying there is a strong possibility that talks on a post-Brexit trade agreement with the EU will end without a deal. The two sides have given themselves until Sunday to unlock their gridlocked trade talks. At a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says big gaps remain before a deal can be agreed with Britain. Both told their citizens to brace for a New Year's shock, as trade between the UK and the European mainland could face its biggest upheaval in almost a half a century. Meanwhile, negotiators are trying to find a belated breakthrough in technical talks, where their leaders failed three times in political discussions over the past week. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.